This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
You are the one for me. Yes, and me, Rob. Hello.
Rob, what is that terrible noise?
Noise? This is my best singing voice. I need it for my new job.
You didn't tell me you were leaving the BBC and going to a new job.
I'm not. I've got a new part-time job in the evenings to earn a bit of extra cash.
If only I could do it.
This second job involves singing, does it?
Yes, that's right, yes. I'm going to be a cabaret singer in a nightclub. Good news, isn't it?
Well, Rob, don't give up the day job.
Oh, that's an expression which means someone's not very good at doing something and isn't likely ever to be successful at doing it?
Yes, but it's used in a humorous and light-hearted way, Rob. Sorry, I was trying to be nice.
Okay, well, I think we better hear some examples of this phrase in action while I continue to practice my singing.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't give up the day job. You're never going to be an actor.
Do you really want to be a writer? I've read your first book and my advice is, don't give up the day job.
Don't give up the day job, Pete. You're never going to earn a living as a singer.
So, don't give up the day job means you should continue doing your normal job rather than trying to turn your hobby into a career. So, Rob, have you got the message?
Oh, yes, yes. I should stick to what I'm good at. So I'll concentrate on doing the day job, shall I?
Yes, good idea.
OK, so why don't we sing together and entertain our listeners?
If only you were the
one. Oh, Rob, perhaps you should give up the day job as well.
Oh, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.